It was the legislative equivalent of a buzzer beater. Just as the Washington legislature was about to adjourn last month, the House and Senate quickly passed a series of tax breaks, mostly for businesses. They include exemptions for dance clubs, mint growers, dairy products, and this one, digital data used by international investment firms. That last one will largely benefit a single global firm, Seattle-based Russell Investments. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story of how this tax break passed despite efforts to close these kinds of loopholes.
On the evening of Friday, June 28th, the Washington legislature was working late. Without a new budget, the state government would shut down in 48 hours. In the Washington Senate, Republican floor leader Joe Fain acknowledged the race was on.
And clearly we are learning a little bit about how the sausage is made here tonight.
Fain then proceeded to endorse a complex 66-page omnibus tax bill that was on a lightning track from public hearing to final passage in about 12 hours.
Rising in support of this very simple piece of legislation.
Fain praised the measure, saying it contained several important tax incentives.
Along with a new way of looking at tax exemptions. How do we use them? How do we evaluate them? How do we put them into law?
Over in the Washington House, Finance Chairman Reuven Carlisle, a Democrat, knew the minute the bill passed the Senate, it would come over to his chamber for a vote. It was a key component in a delicately crafted final budget deal between the two chambers. But Carlisle wasn't happy about it.
It was forced at gunpoint by the Senate. They felt very strongly about creating new tax exemptions.
Whereas Carlisle says he had gone into this legislative session determined to close tax exemptions to raise money for education, not open new ones. Carlisle was especially riled by one of the tax exemptions up for a vote that night for financial market data used by international investment firms. Dozens of firms could benefit, but by far the largest beneficiary would be Russell Investments.
We've been walking alongside our clients for almost half a century, bringing a unique set of capabilities to bear on their toughest challenges.
Russell Investments, born in Tacoma, now in Seattle, 1,800 employees worldwide, more than $170 billion in assets under management. So what did this global company want? A tax exemption worth about $1 million a year. Carlisle says the company and its lobbyist began pitching him early in the legislative session.
They made it super clear that it needed to pass. They wanted it to pass, and they felt strongly about it. And if we didn't pass it, that there could be severe and negative unintended consequences down the road.
That included, says Carlisle, the possibility the company could pick up and move elsewhere. Even so, he remained skeptical.
We have hundreds and hundreds of exemptions in this state, in large part because it's been incredibly easy to pass them. And my central policy goal as chair of the Finance Committee has been to bring a whole new level of rigor to the decision to create tax exemptions.
Carlisle was something of a one-man roadblock. Russell Investments had already won over a bipartisan group of lawmakers in both the House and Senate. Despite his skepticism, Carlisle agreed to a public hearing.
Number 6, House Bill 1567.
Russell's Leanne Weber testified this was not a new tax break, but an old one that went away when the state of Washington moved in recent years to tax electronic products.
As part of this, though, the 2007 exemption that we had was repealed, and we believe that was an unintended consequence.
Russell's Eric Strom added that it was a matter of competitiveness, not just for his company, but for the state of Washington. Chairman Carlisle remained unconvinced.
I listened and I felt like the more responsible approach, rather than just rubber stamp a continuation of this existing exemption, would be to create a comprehensive analysis of what does it take, for example, for Washington State to be a premier financial services hub.
So Carlisle proposed a formal study to see how Washington stacks up to other states on taxes and incentives for financial services companies. Meanwhile, over in the Washington Senate, the tax break that would benefit Russell Investments had traction.
I don't want them to leave.
Freshman Democrat Mark Mullett is a former Wall Street trader who now operates pizza and ice cream franchises. He also wanted to attract new firms here and says there was no time to wait for Carlisle's study.
I think the timing is important to make sure, as we're trying to get these people here in the next 12 months, that we do as much as we can to kind of show them, hey, we understand the financial service industry. The last thing we're going to do is penalize the people who are here.
In the end, Mullett and Russell Investments won. The tax break passed. When it came over to the House as part of that larger tax break package, Chairman Carlisle reluctantly voted for it. He says he did so in part because he managed to insert a cap on how much Russell can claim and an expiration date. But it still bothers him that the exemption got through the process at all.
It's an indication of the fact that this is an incredibly important company that legislators were unwilling to play chicken with.
In a statement, Russell Investments says the bipartisan legislation will help Washington, quote, be an attractive place for businesses to grow and create new jobs. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.